We just thank you for letting us be a part of your huge program. We thank you for this day now. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, help me, Father. I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, again we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We serve an awesome God. Awesome God. I'm glad that he made me a part of his kingdom. Something I didn't really inherit from my parents. You can't inherit this from your parents. You've got to give your life to Christ. To know Jesus Christ. But I thank God for them that had a life of Christ themselves. We're still in our series. When will Jesus come back and why? When will Jesus come back and why? Number seven. Timothy 3:12 said, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. The 13th verse said, but evil men and seducers, talking about false teachers, shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. They become worse and worse, deceiving people and then being deceived. Look at Philippians, if you will, 3:20 and 21st verse. For our conversation is in heaven, and from whence also we look for the Savior. Everybody said, we look for the Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ, who have changed our vile body, corrupted body, that it may be fashioned unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to seduce. Conquer means conquer. To all things unto himself. He's going to fashion us to look like him. Right now, we really don't look like him. But he's going to fashion us to look like him. We can act like him, but we don't really look like him, because he have a glorified body. One day, he's going to fashion us to look like him. You can't beat that nowhere. And look at Titus, if you will. Titus
the second chapter of Titus and begin at the 12th verse. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly. Where about, Reverend Walker? In this present world, looking for that blessed hope. We looking for Him. We looking for that what? Blessed hope. And the glorious appearance of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zeal of good work. And that 15th verse there, which is talking to me and preachers, these things speak and exhort, rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. It's our job to press you on the Word of God. It's our job. Don't blame us. Blame the one you said saved you. When we have to bring the Word of God. Not with sugar on top of it. Not with black pepper, no spices at all. The Word don't need no spicing on it. The Word can take care of Himself. Our job is not to dress it up. It's just to tell it. Can I say it like the old folk, like it's tears? Just tell it like it is. Just tell it like it is. If you notice, when Jesus was in the wilderness, the devil was following Him everywhere He go. And every time He had to answer back to the devil, Jesus didn't put no black pepper on His word. Didn't put no spices or nothing. He said, it is. That's all our job is. Just to tell it like it is. Told Timothy, he said, let no man despise thee. And nobody said, do it with all authority. Well, you get it from Pastor Walker, I got it from the head. I got it from Jesus. And if He tell me to say it, I ought to have bold enough in me to say what He said. And not be afraid of y'all. But to love you. Not be afraid. With boldness. When the Pharisees saw the boldness of Peter and John, they recognized they had been with Jesus. So we have to tell it with boldness, what the Word of God said. When will Jesus come back? And why? My brothers and my sisters, the world philosophy is, let us live it up. Death will come, and the end of life will be over. Well, that's some bad philosophy. It's bad. Life is not over. The Bible said there is a hereafter after this life. There is a hereafter after this life. A hereafter. You tell me, Reverend Walker, you're going to be a hereafter? Yes, you didn't know that. It's going to be a hereafter after this life is over.
You tell me, Brother Pastor, when I'm dead, I'm going to live forever?
Yes. You're going to be conscious wherever you go.
After this life is over. Don't be deceived by the devil. We've got a lot of deceivers in the world. They say, live it up. Have your fun while you're living. But when your dead is over, that's a lie from hell. It's not over. It just started. When you die, when I die, I'm just going to live somewhere forever. You tell me, Brother Pastor, I'm going to live forever, forever. Ain't no end to it. Living after this life. I live to get 99. That's just a drop in the bucket to eternity. And this is the philosophy of the world. Have your fun while you can. Live it up. For when I'm dead, it's over. No, it's not over. It just started. God Almighty. Don't be deceived. Because they're in the world. They're in the world. Fooling folks gone and coming. Now, Philippians 3 and 20, 21, saying, the real Christians need to understand we are in this world, but not of this world. We're in the world, but not of the world. In other words, we really didn't come from here. You really didn't come from here. Y'all know that, do you? I know my folks, everybody know that. You really didn't come from here, in the world, but not of this world. We really didn't come from here. Our body came from here, but our spirit came from heaven. Your body just like car parts. They make some parts in New York, other parts in California. But they go in the same car. God could have made us up there if he wanted, but that's his business. But he made us two ways. Oh boy. He made a house to put you in. But real you is on the inside. You don't see me. I'm seeing your house you live in. I don't see you. I just see what you live in. You inside of this. If, Lord have mercy. If right now, if God calls you out of this, this gonna fall. Because ain't nothing in you alive. Long as God got you here, it can walk and get around and talk. But buddy, if he calls you out of it, you're going to fall to the ground. Or wherever you may be. That's what, how the devil have deceived folks. That's how folks miss their salvation. They feel like when I die, it's over. It's just started. You just finna stay somewhere forever. Look at your neighbor and say, let him take his time. Really, I'm be frank to y'all too. I don't know about no other preacher. That they been. All of us got, all of us, we got to stand before God. Everyone say a preacher got to stand. All of us got to stand, but what you tell folks, we got to stand before God. And when I don't learn better, I don't find out the church is almost pitiful. Those who don't believe the word of God. You started, oh boy. Don't y'all preachers really feel sorry now for folks? I mean that. The love you have for them. You begin to feel sorry. That means he can't pray up him. Born to him who pray.
He got to tell folk the truth. This thing is real. One time I thought it was real, but this thing is what? Real. Let me back up a little bit. There, oh boy. There is a Jesus. I said, there is a Jesus, Joe. That died. There is a Jesus that they put in the grave. There is a Jesus stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. There is a Jesus got up with all power. There is a Jesus still live right now. Because he live in every bone again, heart, soul. And when you got that in your spirit, you can't doubt that nowhere. So the world have been deceived and still being deceived. A lot of folks in church deceived. Because deceivers, the Bible said, is in the world. And it won't get no better. See, the devil got to make up some back time. He know his time is running out on him. And that's when he wants folk to doubt the word of God. As long as we doubt, just hold Jesus back a little longer. And Jesus can't come back to after the gospel has been preached all over the world for a witness. Notice what it said. We missed that. Notice what it said. For what? For what? I told you. And then, if you didn't believe it, Lord, I didn't know. The word said you're lying. For a witness that I told you. For a witness. He can't come back. See, everybody have heard about Jesus. Not about Paul. Not about Daniel. Not about Moses. Not about Elijah. But about a man named. Can't come back. Until they hear about me. The real Christian, heart of mine, he needs to understand we are in a world that nobody, just a very few, want Jesus. I'm right there. Just very few want Jesus. Notice how they push them out the way every day of our life. Getting rid of Jesus. Everywhere. Getting rid of Jesus. We don't know how to get over. Keep him there. He's your protection. I say he's your protection. He's the one protect you. He's the one watch over you. He's the one wake you up every morning. He's the one who loves you. But the devil wants to push Jesus out of everything. Oh, boy. Since, all I must say, we've been born again, we are just visitors here. Since we've been born again, we are just strangers and foreigners. That's all we are. Since we've been what? Born again. Paul trying to say, our conversation is in heaven now. Our conversation is in heaven now. What do you mean by our citizenship is in heaven now? Our name are registered in heaven as citizen of a world called heaven. So what you trying to tell us? My name, everybody that's born again, my name and your name is in heaven, written somewhere in heaven. Oh, boy. Every citizen, everyone been born again is a citizen of heaven. Only fine. We don't have to pay no taxes. All he told us to do just to be my witnesses. Yes, tell the folks about me. When I tell folks about Jesus, I'm paying my taxes. Can I say that, y'all? But my record, oh boy. But my record is written on high. Oh, have mercy. So this life that we live now can't be compared to what God got waiting on us. We are citizens of another country called heaven. Already written up there. God Almighty. The Bible says, I called you with a holy calling. Watch this now. Before the foundation of the world. That blew my mind. Brother Walker, that blew my mind. You tell me, Lord, that my name was already written in the Lamb Book of Life. Yes, Walker. Yes, Pope. Yes, was already there. Well, how you do that? That's my business. It's your business, but I'm so glad you didn't forget me. Now, fight thing for I said, Sir Reverend Walker, I'm not saved. Well, why my name is not there? Now, that's a good question, isn't it, y'all? That's a good question. You said it already written in heaven. Well, I'm not saved. Why my name is not there? It's not God's fault. You still living, ain't you? Well, give your life to Christ, you'll know it's there. If you never give your life to that Christ, it wasn't there in the first place. Because we know you're going to turn him down. Bless his holy name. Somebody, take your time, Walker. Let me tell you what makes me happy. I'm not boasting, y'all. God knows I'm not. What makes me happy, sometimes I get shouting by myself. I ain't got to be at church to shout, you know. I get to thinking, great big old God look down on a nobody like me and save a wreck like me. Save a nobody like me. Never had nothing. My mom and dad was on welfare. You tell me you was that poor? Yes. And I ain't downing nobody. You ought to see where the Lord done brought you from. And he looked out on somebody like me and saved my life. This world, heart of mine, this world is not your own.
All right.
That means when we die, don't be worried about it. It's not your home, is it?
You know, sometimes folks were born in New York, you know, when they go to California and stay about 50 years, and then when they die, tell me back home when I die. This world is not your home. We are citizens in another world. And that world is heaven. Bless his holy name. Watch this now. Since we are citizens of heaven, we are under heaven rules. And to obey heaven laws. Y'all got that? Well, in other words, Obama and his group don't just tell me
when it come down to the word of God. If he go against the word of God, I'm got to make a stand. Oh, where my record is in heaven. See, I'm not a, oh boy, I'm not a citizen of America. My real citizenship is in heaven. And when Americans make their law and it go against right here, I'm got to stand on the law of where my citizenship is. Heart of mine. We who've been born again, our citizenship is in heaven. Heart of mine. Paul, would you read something for me? Look at it, Acts 4, 18 and 19. Acts 4, 18 and 19.
And they called them.
Yeah.
And commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus.
What? Hold right there, Paul. What wrong with Jesus' name? What wrong? Why you don't want Jesus' name spoken? What wrong? Jesse, what wrong?
What's your name?
Check it out in the Greek. What wrong? Why can't I talk about Jesus?
Go ahead.
That's what I'm thinking about. Something. Why I can't say nothing about Jesus, who wake me up every morning, who feed me when I'm hungry, who take care of me up and down the dangerous streets and avenues. Why can't I bring up his name? What wrong with his name? One of the things that it's the devil. Always remember. See, I don't care who it is. I don't care how they shake. I don't care what they're doing. If they don't want to hear the name of Jesus, they got a problem.
All right.
They don't have an American problem. They got a heavenly problem. Just don't bring up his name. Ain't that something, boy? Watch how the devil deceives me. See, the devil deceives them, they don't have sisters enough who wake me up every morning, who take care of me, who brought me the fuck. They blind. The devil blind you of that.
All right. Amen. My Lord.
Get everybody talking about everybody, every ball club, every disc, all the rock and roll show, and get around it. Jesus.
That's right.
The dogs in the cat loud, but when Jesus.
All right.
Scared to bring up his name. Shame to bring up his name. You know folks don't walk off of you when you bring up his name.
That's right.
Now watch this. Y'all folks who working and all got job, watch this now. I work too now. I don't think I work left, y'all work now. But watch this now. Watch folks. Now, watch it now. You got a bunch of folks around, especially around your eating, around God. You know, and you, Teddy Grove, they talk about everything but Jesus. And you join the union there, you know. Yeah, you know, God's so good to me, Jesus. You know, blah, 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 blah. Oh, there you go now. I know. They talk about it now. There you go. Talking about Jesus.
What's wrong with him?
What wrong with Jesus? The devil know that's the only way. If you go to heaven, you're going to be through him. And he don't want you to go to heaven. He don't want you to go where he comes from. He wants you to go to hell with him. Because he know that's where he's going. This is the only name. Now watch this now. I told you now my laws is not here.
All right.
My laws is up yonder. I'm a citizen up there.
Yeah.
And when the government bump into these laws, I'm about to stick on the law where I come from. Thank you, Paul. Paul, read on.
But Peter,
listen at this.
And John answered and said unto them,
God Almighty,
will it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God? Judge ye.
Boy. Judge ye. Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, you judge it. Watch this, y'all. Watch this. Look at the boldness of Peter and John. Look at them. Y'all remember one time Peter cussed? Y'all read the Bible? When somebody later saw him and said, he was with Jesus, no, I wasn't. Don't want to own Jesus. What the hell now? Don't want to own Jesus.
Right.
When a little folks about, wasn't you with? No. When a little father, wasn't you one of them? He said, H-E-L-L, no. No!
Pastor!
He was afraid!
That's right.
To be identified with Christ! Just like so many right now are afraid to be identified with Christ!
Amen! You're right.
But Paul, watch it. See, now watch this now. Y'all got to watch this thing. See, now, first thing. Now, he ought to stay there. That's what some of y'all may say. Well, I learned better. I said the same thing. Oh, scary Peter. Oh, left Jesus by himself. Watch this now. Watch this. Now, number one, Peter didn't have no Holy Ghost in him.
All right. Say it, Pastor.
Number two, the Father was in heaven. Number three, they got Master and got him handcuffed, taking him. Now who gonna help me? I ain't got no help.
All right.
But after the day of Pentecost, Lord Almighty, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Now Peter said, "Who I'm gonna be?" My God, everybody said, my maker is here now. My boss is here now. My representative is here now. The Father sent him here now. I'm not afraid of y'all. You would have ran to, I would do, yes, but nah, you got the Spirit in you now. Don't let folk let you deny Jesus Christ. Don't bring up that name. Don't bring that name up. My orders. I better go back there to that. Because, see, my orders come from him.
All right.
God Almighty. Since I'm a citizen of heaven, the rules come from heaven now.
Right.
And when the rules come from heaven, it's going to hit somebody on his ass.
That's right.
They... Oh boy. See, they don't know the king I know up there. We know Obama, but there's another. Can I say Obama in heaven? That they don't know nothing about, see. When Obama says something, folks jump. God have mercy.
Go ahead.
But when Obama don't get what God don't say, I'm not going to jump.
All right.
Because my order told me to stand still.
All right.
Their rules are different. Their laws are different.
Different law.
I'm going to bring up one simple law. Different.
Uh-huh.
Like night and day. Lord of mine. One of the laws down here, that if I snap him, he's a pretty good fella. He's up talking with the preacher now. If I slap him, the law down here says, kick him off this roster. That's man law.
Uh-huh.
But the laws up there are different. He said, if I slap him on this cheek, he ought to let me hit the other one. But folks don't like the laws. Love your enemy. Somebody busting you side the head, I'm gonna give you a biscuit. The laws are different, they like night and day.
No, Reverend. They're different.
Obama, everybody say Obama.
Obama.
Oh, that mercy.
Go ahead.
I ain't down to Obama now. Okay. Oh, we don't walk on up. Obama! Giving orders. He's supposed to. I love him. Voted for him. Listen to what I voted for him. But Obama giving orders. But guess what? The country that I am a part of. He got the answer to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's been the folks can't stand his name. Because they don't like the laws that come from up there.
Jesus.
But old Peter said, do what you want to do. What you think? God Almighty. Don't you think you're that? Lord have mercy. Don't you think you're that talking to somebody who got all power? You decide. Now, here's somebody, you told me not to hug you, but here's somebody who never slumber, not sleep. He doesn't even take naps. You never catch him nod. And you tell me I'm going to go against him and obey you? You got to think. Hell, you want me to obey you when you go against this? Well, have you ever thought about somebody who step on H2O and walk on it? You try it and see what will happen to you. And you think I'm going to obey you and don't obey one who can walk on water? What you think? Y'all ought to get together and compare the two sometime. See who's going to win the fight. Obey him. Oh. Bless his holy name. So my citizen, if you've been born again, your citizenship is in heaven. This is not your home. Bless his holy name. Got another voice, Paul? That's it, Paul. Bless your heart. Watch this now. We look for our Savior. We look for His second coming. He will transform our earthly bodies to a lacking of His glorious body. God Almighty. Ain't that something to say, y'all? Look at your neighbor.
Neighbor.
Let him take his time. This body sodomite. It ain't younger than it used to be. Sodomite. No. I knew to run, race, high school, jump, all that kind of stuff. Called me the rebound artist. I just jumped so high, all that kind of stuff. But they don't act like that no more, you know. Can't get up that no more. You know what? See? Nah. But I'm still going, thank God. But one day, did y'all see them old sister getting around with a stick? Saw them in wheelchairs and see, but don't worry about that. One day, see, we gonna get a brand new body. And what a lot of folks don't realize, those who die out of Christ will never get a glorified body. They'll never get another body, but they're going to be naked. Naked mean in the Bible, but it's saying there that you'll go without a body. The spirit will go to hell without Christ. But I'm going to get a new body. You're going to get a new body because you've been born again. And we'll get there later on. We belong to another country. Our citizenship. Our corrupted bodies, our dying body, will be like his glorified body one day. Ain't that something, y'all? Reverend Walker, you tell me I'm going to have another body? Yes! A glorified body. A body like Jesus. When he got up out the grave, he had a glorified body. What kind of body that is, Reverend Walker? A body that will never go old. Never pain, no more tears. A body never ache no more. God Almighty. Get rid of this corrupted body and put on a new body. That's the thing y'all to get shouting about. Oh, have mercy. So my brothers and sisters, Jesus is letting his church know that he is able to bring everything under his control by his power. I said, by his power. One day, the resurrection will be performed by his what? Power. By his power. Nobody's power but him. And all of our enemies will be conquered. God Almighty. That's what Philippians trying to tell us. All our enemies. You ain't got to worry about looking over your back no more. All right. You ain't got to sleep all night with your shotgun in the corner.
All right.
You ain't got to get your pit bull and watch over you. Where we going, everybody say. Everybody got a new heart. Everybody got a new mind. I'm glad I'm a part of the heavenly family. Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad your citizenship is in heaven? This is not your home. God Almighty. This is not your home. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, we are living in a world that is disregarding God's word and headed towards destruction because man doesn't realize he is being spiritually blinded by Satan. But we headed down a road to be destroyed. God's written word is to let us not to be ignorant. It's written to let us not to be ignorant, not unaware of biblical and eternal truth. When we are ignorant of God's word, it brings a lack of comfort and peace to God's people. I said, when we're ignorant of it, it brings discomfort to us because we're lacking of knowledge. We ain't got no peace because we're lacking of what? Not the man who hadn't been born again, but lacking of what? Knowledge. You're worrying, you're doing all the worrying, fretting all that. But When you know that about Jesus Christ, I know he peace in a time of trouble. He going to fix it some kind of way, I promise you. You just do right. Try it out. You do right. When you do right, put it in the hands of the Lord. I dare you to do it. You do right. When we do right, God fights your battle for you. Going too slow. Lord have mercy. Well, didn't he wait on you? That means you got to love the enemy. Put up with him sometime. God fights your battle for you. If you just stand still, he'll fight your battle for you. So now, no peace. No peace. Because we are ignorant a lot of time of God's word. Unaware of what's going on. And my brothers and sisters, in these last days, the devil have and still deceiving many churchgoers. Because they are turning down the real truth of God's word. But they go around looking for teachers who will tell them just what they want to hear. I mean, I tell pastors, you can't make folks stay out of church. Your job is just tell them the truth. Many folk running from the truth. You got some running to the truth. And God gonna send those who want some truth over yonder where the truth is being preached at. In these last days, some folk running, but they don't want to hear nothing about this. Folks don't want to be convicted of nothing now.
Amen.
I told you what happened. They want to take the word sin out the church. Sin, still sin. But they don't want to be convicted. They don't want to be convicted. How in the world are you going to get better if you never be convicted? Huh. Now watch, look how we do a doctor. Watch a doctor. You go to your doctor. You got to come to this intervention. I got to come to my doctor. Now. You keep on going to the doctor. Every time you go, well, everything will be all right. You know, you got to give your tablet. No, everything will be fine. But I'm still hurting. You're hurting. I'm going back to the doctor. Well, look at your ear too, you know. Right out of prescription. Go get it filled out. Everything will be fine, yeah. But you still hurt. Still hurt. All right. Now, he's going to another doctor after a while.
All right. Yes, sir.
See, the same way about spirit today. Uh-huh. See, you ain't getting no better. I said, you ain't getting no better. You ought to change doctors. You ought to change spiritual doctor. Why go to the same one giving you the same stuff? Ain't getting no nothing. So they buy teeth to the tick of their ears to say what they want to hear. Don't convict my sin. How in the world are you going to get better? If you want to get better, you got to tell folks about their sin. Not to matter somebody, everybody sinning, no. But we got to tell them if they don't get any better. I'm not boasting. Got nothing to boast about. When you tell the truth, you're going to help folks. See, so many folks in church don't want to be helped. When you tell the truth, I said, you're going to help somebody. Right now, I meet a lot of my sisters and some brothers, even some on radio. And Amy Long met, so they're not even a member of this church. She said, Reverend Walker, I'm still not boasting. The gospel doing this. You know what I'm saying? He said, Reverend Walker, I was shacking up. I thought I was doing right. Didn't nobody tell me. That means the preacher got to tell you. If you never hear it, you ain't got nothing to convict you. And folks don't pay that no attention. Folks still shack it up. Still. I'm talking about Christians. Since it don't pop up, let me tell you something. Since it's on the table, no, let me put that in. Christian, don't shack up. Christian, don't shack up. If you say, make the joker marry you. If he don't want to marry, tell him hit the road, Jack. Don't come back no more. From the depth of my heart, that sister told me, when I found out that I went told that fellow, you got to get out of here. She didn't know no better. Tell him. Did Jesus bat his tongue when he talked to that woman at the well?
No. He invited, Reverend.
He went on and told that woman, the one you got, you had five husbands. But that wasn't but a fox don't have five husbands. You don't have five husbands. You don't have five husbands, and the one you got is not yours. The Bible says marriage is honorable among all men, and the bed is undefiled. But homemongers and adulterers don't be judged. We call it shacking up, but God called it homemongers and adulterers. Christine, can I say this? Okay, I know you're going to say, yeah, come on. I ain't going to say it, nobody who made him don't say it. Y'all still can't watch that woman. Now watch that woman. Watch that woman. Now watch that woman. That woman, when she... Oh, boy, I got that right there. Spiritual water now, but you know, she had to well to get some water. But she messed around there and tasted that spiritual water from the heaven. Boy, when she tasted that water, the Bible says she left, dropped her water pot. But we don't want to drop our pot. When she tasted that water, she dropped her water pot and run downtown. What's wrong? Can I bring something in there, something else? I know it ain't about. But, I told her, I said, she came by her house for it. Said, Negro, leave here. I don't find another man. I don't find me a real man. You ain't no man. You ain't nothing but riches. I don't find me a real man.
Hallelujah.
You ought to come and see him. You ought to come with me to see him. I got to be somebody else. That means we got to tell folks the truth. She didn't get mad with Jesus. When a pastor don't want to tell you the truth, you got to holler in the pulpit. Our job is to tell folk the truth.
You're right, Pastor.
When you change that war,
yeah.
You ain't gonna shack up no more.
All right. Amen.
God is your Savior then. He wants us to obey him. That's his holy man. So we're looking for him. And brother and sister, Paul, I got a few more minutes. How about get 2 Timothy from me right quick? We'll stop right there. 2 Timothy 4:1-5. That's his holy name. Why you find that? Let me tell you all that. I know all of some of you know about it since I said that. Always remember, now, marriage is legal when I get my license. Got my license.
All right.
Got my license. You ain't got no license. You still shacking up. Still shacking up. My dad-in-law was a big-time hammer, a hunter. A big-time hunter. But some of them dogs, he had license on some of them. License on some dogs. Dog. D-O-G dog.
Go ahead,
Pastor. License. I never forget, I was sitting down there in the yard. We were sitting in the yard one day. He said, see that dog? That's a rabbit dog there. You know. Y'all folk who know how to hunt. I don't know about no hunting. But he said, he a big-time hunter. He said, now that no young, that's a coon dog. He said, $1,000 can't move him. $1,000. God, I'm like, yep, God knows he told me. He said, $1,000, Shirley. Said couldn't move that net on. I told him, I said, boy, if I pay that money for a dog, you better wash dishes and cut the grass and do everything.
All right.
What you trying to say, Reverend Walker? I'm trying to say, if they get by a license for a dog, look like they're going to get something for you if you shack it up. Don't shoot me. I love you. That means I'm telling you the truth. One day you appreciate it. We got somebody check. God is real. Paul, go and read that right quick.
I charge you,
brother.
Therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Listen.
Who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing
and
his kingdom.
Yeah.
Preach the word.
Preach the word.
Be instant in season.
God Almighty.
Out of season.
Yeah.
Reprove, rebuke, exalt with all long suffering and doctrine.
Hold right there. Y'all see what I'm charged of? He told me to do what? Preach? Preach the word. Don't play with it. I told y'all I want to go to heaven too. I don't want God to get me. But I find out you've got to love Jesus. Then you'll love his people.
Amen.
God, I'm not here for your money. I'm not boasting. I'm not here for your money. I'm here because God sent me for your souls. If I do what he said, he'll take care of me because he knows how to take care of me. Read on, Paul.
For the time will come.
Listen to this.
When they will not endure sound doctrine.
God Almighty.
But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears.
See, that what happened in these days. Don't y'all see that happening now? Running from church to church, some folks. Running from the gospel, some running to the gospel. And some don't want to hear nothing but something to tickle their ear. Something sound good. To their ears. God Almighty. Running. Read on, Paul.
And they shall turn away their ears from the truth.
God Almighty.
And shall be turned unto fables.
Little short story. Tell me a little short story. Watch this. Y'all know sometimes. Watch this now. A preacher get up and preach. He'll bring a joke in there. A lie. That's all they remember. Y'all shout off it. Just shout, hey, go around, and go home. God, didn't he preach? Well, what did he preach about? I don't know much, but that story he told. That lie he told. You got half of a lie. Don't remember nothing but the lie.
Amen.
That can help me now, you didn't say that, but you remember nothing but the lie. Something that sounds good. Well, I ain't talking about no preacher, but they can know how to bring them stories. Read on, Paul.
But Watch thou in all things.
All things.
Endure afflictions.
Yeah.
Do the work of an evangelist.
Yeah.
Make full proof of thy ministry.
God Almighty. That's what all preachers ought to do. God Almighty. You're going to catch some hell sometime. God don't fight your battle. You just do right. God don't fight your battle. You stand still. Tell folk the truth. Don't lie to folk to hold nobody.
Amen.
Tell folks the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody going to appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're right, Pastor.
We in these days.
Yes,
these last days.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with last days. Now, we're going to be caught up probably next Sunday.
Yeah.
Caught up. We get to it. May not get to it, but we're going to be caught up.
Amen.
Where you going, Reverend Walker? And meet the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. God don't change. I'm taking my time. Yeah, my job is to tell you. Let us all stand. One thing about Jesus. He doesn't have to prove nothing else that he loved you, that he loved us. He doesn't have to prove nothing else. He died on that cross. That's enough right there. Who do you think he was dying for? You! He was dying for you. He was dying for you. Jesus had no sin, but he died for our sin. He was dying for us. And some of you may not know this. He went to hell for us. He went to hell for us. You tell me, Reverend Walker, Jesus went to hell in my stead? Yes! To keep us from going to hell. And we give our life to him. We will have life eternal. And that's what keeps us out of hell. Because I believe on him. And all this comes down to one thing. He saved my life. Give me that mic, Paul. He saved my life. Now, he gone. My job is to take his spot to live for him. He died for me that I may live his life. I said, he died for me that I may live his life. But you're living his life, Reverend Walker. Just tell the world that he loved you. To show that Jesus is alive. Because he lived in the one that witnessed in him. That's what it's all about. We live his life. We can live a double life. Call that hypocrite. You've got to live his life to the best of your ability according to his will. He'll bless you. You ain't going to miss nothing. You see folks on television that lost his turkey. They got all the money they want. They got all, have all the fun. But it's going to run out after a while. It's going to run out. But think now, this life will never be over in a sense. You're going to exist somewhere forever. That means Jesus coming. He don't want you to go to hell. And we feel like when we're dead, we're done. I thought I was saying, we just started. Oh boy. Look how simple Jesus got it in. It's so simple, that means folks don't want to believe it. Because it's so simple. It's just this simple. If a man confess Jesus with his mouth, and believe Jesus in his heart, that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what, Reverend Walker? Saved from going to hell. Thou shalt be
saved. Just to believe him. Ain't that so simple? Now, if we had a God, we say, it's too hard. He fixed it where everybody can go. It's up to you. It's up to you. Always up to you, man. Now, I'm asking you, if you're not saved, get saved. You're not here for nothing. The Holy Ghost led you to come here. I said the Holy Ghost. I'm just coming. I just want to talk to my girlfriend. I want to go to my girlfriend. The Holy Ghost still led you here. To hear the gospel. Don't keep on blowing your chances. Death don't care about nobody. He robbed the cradle. If God allowed him, when he get ready. Young folks, old folks die like everybody else die. You're going to die one day. And where are you going to stay? And when you can give your life to Christ right now, ask your personal Savior. If those are the churches open, wherever you want, want to give your life to Christ. Ask your personal Savior. Wherever you want. If you want to come by Christian experience or by letter, you may come. But just don't walk out here lost. You don't have to be a member of this church back here. You are baptized. You are sending you where you want to go. Just go where they talk about Jesus. That's all I ask. You don't have to be a member of him. Get saved. Get yourself saved before it's too late. Will there be one? Will there be one? Will there be one? Think about it a minute. Think about it a minute. Think about it a minute now. Think about it now. If I die now, where I'm going? If I die right now, where I'm going? Don't be deceived by the devil. You're going somewhere. That rich man in the Bible said, died. In hell he lifted up his eyes. That's what the Bible said. In hell he lifted up his eyes. When he woke up, just like he wake up in the morning. He wasn't comfortable down there. He was hot. God let him look over in Abraham's bosom. He saw Abraham, that poor man that he didn't want to feed. He said he was just the happiest of rock over there. He said, just let that man come over here and dip his finger in a little drop of water just to touch my tongue. I'm so hot. Jesus said, he can't come over there, and you can't go over there. This after death. After death. But we don't go down there now. We go to heaven now to be with the Lord. That's before Jesus died on the cross. Because we can't go to heaven until Jesus paid the price. So now when a child of God died now, he go to heaven. Hallelujah. Okay, may God bless you. May God keep you.
Jesus, hey.
May God bless you. Let's bow with his. Gracious Father, you've done something for us that nobody can ever do. You saved our lives. You've done something that you didn't have to do. You love us so.
You let men took your life. In order that we may have life. And oh great God, we know you love us. You love those, dear God, who never confessed Jesus Christ their Savior. You paid the price. All they have to do is just claim it. And oh great God, I pray right now. For any may be in here, give them the faith that they need. Move the doubts out of their lives. Let them realize one day we're going to be with the Lord. They can be there also.